So every year around this time, we request to leave certain slang terms and phrases in the previous year. Now, what if I was to say, can we leave the way that we use the word hope in 2024? Let's talk. They like his shine tripping. Nah. Now, if you are a born again believer, stop scrolling. And if you are not a born again believer, stop scrolling. This is for you too. Let me start this off by saying, at the time of this video, our prayers are with everybody who has been affected by them California wildfires. I have family members and friends over in California, and even if I didn't have friends and family over there, we still praying for you. A lot of people right now are looking around at this situation like there is no hope. So prayerfully, to encourage he who has ears to hear, I recently heard a minister say that hope is the rope. I'm like, what does that mean? If you are a born again believer, did you realize that in the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 11, the Bible calls you what's called a prisoner of hope? Chapter 9, verse 11, 911. Shine, you got to explain. How are we considered prisoners of hope? Peep it. Back in the day, it was common custom in the East. Hopefully they don't still do this today, but it was common custom in the East for them to take a prisoner, throw them into a pit without any water, without any food, and just leave them there. They couldn't get out, and they would just remain there until they were unalived. Remember the story of Joseph and what his brothers did? Sounds familiar? Now let's bring it to 2025. Now, the world's definition of hope is more like wishful thinking. It's like, I hope I'll get that raise. I hope I'll get that job. I hope I'll have a good future. When actually one of the definitions of hope is confident expectation of good. Did you know that the Hebrew definition of the word hope is tikva? And that word is actually translated into rope. This word will first appear in the book of Joshua, right when they were first about to defeat Jericho. Remember when Rahab would let down that scarlet rope? You see where I'm going with this? Now back to the pit. At some point in time in everybody's life, they feel like they've been in some sort of pit that they needed help to get out of. The way that most people respond is by saying, I hope that someone will save me. I hope someone is coming. I hope someone will throw me a lifeline. Once again, Bible hope is not wishful thinking. If you are a born-again believer, a beloved child of God, hope is the rope. So what am I saying? Because of the blood of Jesus, because of what Jesus did upon that cross, there is not one situation in your life to where you are in that pit without a rope. Now, depending on how deep that pit is, the climb up might be longer, but you still got that rope. I'm talking to somebody. This gave me a completely different slant on Hebrews 11 that says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the rope. And I emphasize, as a beloved child of God, no matter how small that pit may seem to be to you, there is no situation to where God has not extended that rope. So much to the degree that the Bible calls you a prisoner of hope. Prisoner of hope, slave of righteousness, he dances and sings over you. So that's another video. I told you we was coming.